views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another week of the wonderful Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. We have a really good show for you today, guys, and we want some audience participation. So I'm going to give you...
What's the phone number?
The telephone number.
I'm always forgetting the phone number.
I know, so am I. What do you think, I'm any better? All right, the number is 1-800-930-2819. So grab a piece of paper and a pencil, folks, and write that down. I want to hear from you today. Also, I'm going to tell you this number over again in case you have to go run and get a paper and pen. All right, the number is 1-800-930-2819. Now, if you'd like to get an amazing reading with Artie, and you will not be sorry.
At all.
You will probably come away crying.
Or laughing.
The number is 877- Angel 02. Now, if you'd like to get an even better reading with me, the number is 1-908-500-1474. But you know, folks, you got to call early because we are booked. And the reason why we're booked is because we're that good. And I'm not blowing my horn or anything.
She's blowing her horn.
But I just want you guys to get a fair shake and not have to wait like an umpteen months to get in. So call us as soon as you can, and we will get you right in. So today's topic, we have a topic.
Now, the topic is about how the body responds, you know, the soul and the ego. It's
yes.
about this, the
yes.
mind, body, and soul today. And with reactions, there's reactions to all actions. Now, what happens is that when the soul and the ego are going at battle with one another, you want what you want, you know, whether it be with somebody who you might think is not good for you, whether you want that drug, whether you want the alcohol, whether you want to gamble, and you want what you want, and you keep on going after what you want, but your soul is saying no, no. But when you dishonor or disrespect your soul, and you're still going after what doesn't feel right, your body starts to react, and your body reacts by getting sick.
Right.
And so you start to stress out, you get your headaches, you start to break out in hives, you start to literally get majorly sick, whether it be with the heart or God forbid cancer or something like that, because you're not paying attention to the rhythm
right.
of your life. You're not paying attention to what is right. And so people get sick because they are not following what their gut is. And sometimes, you know, when a lot of people are trying to give you advice, like you should do this, you should do that. And so many people become very accommodating according to what everybody else says what they should do. And you're not paying attention to your own gut feeling. And so therefore your stomach starts to get sick. And that's why you have colitis and Crohn's disease, because you're taking on all this stress.
Right. But some people would ask you, Artie, how do you know when your soul is telling you no? And I could answer that question.
Well, then answer it.
I will.
I'm waiting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I will. The way you know that your soul is telling you do not do it is because you get a bad feeling. You know when something's right and you know when something's not right and you know when something's not going to have a good outcome. You get that feeling in the gut. You get that feeling that your stomach is turning a little bit and you're saying to yourself, you're doubting yourself.
Wait, I'm going to challenge you on something.
Okay, challenge.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I agree with what you're saying, but I'm going to challenge you something now.
Okay.
Because what happens when people are constantly living in life in guilt? And like even when, like there are times where people have time on their hands, okay? And they feel guilty about taking that time for themselves, rather than, you know, they feel like they should always be doing something for somebody. They should be cleaning house. They should be doing work. They should be doing visiting Aunt Mary or Aunt Bertha. They feel like they should always be doing. And so therefore, they carry this guilt because they're not taking care of themselves. And so what happens is that their mind is actually creating
stress,
this negativity, where in reality, everything is fine. And a lot of times, you know, people, when they're in relationships, and this happens a lot, unfortunately, that when you have, say, a partner who is extremely controlling, and so even when you're simply going to the supermarket or you're going to, say, shop for clothes, and you're doing things very nonchalantly, that even if you take an extra 10 minutes or 20 minutes to talk to a friend or wanting to have a lunch with somebody, that all of a sudden you feel all this, you feel this guilt, and you start stressing out because your partner is putting all this pressure on you, whereas reality, everything is fine.
Right. But so you're asking me
that even when everything is okay, so you're saying,
so wait a minute, you're putting me on the chopping block here to give you the answer. What do? You're challenging me, right? So this is my answer. Go to see a psychiatrist. Go to a therapist because something's wrong. Those are not the correct feelings. So when you're feeling like that, folks, that you have to be in somebody's life or you have to do something for somebody on your downtime, go see a therapist because you need it.
Because it's not normal.
It's not normal. That's what I'm saying.
A lot of people think that this behavior is normal. They live their life like this forever.
I know. It's crazy.
And they all, hey, listen, if you feel like you're always walking on eggshells around your partner, then
that's scary.
That's scary. And it's not right because your partner, you know, whether they be bipolar or whether they be, you know, just crazy, period, you know,
controlling.
It's just controlling their personality. You know, it's just not normal. It's not right.
No, it isn't.
You should be, but people
should be relaxed with your partner.
But people don't know any better. They only know this as a way of life, especially if they were raised in a family where they had a controlling father,
right,
and then they end up attracting a controlling husband,
right,
or they had a mother that was very abusive. They end up attracting a wife that was, you know, very crazy in her own ways.
And controlling and not allowing him to think or her to think.
Or himself. And you're always being suppressed.
So a
lot of people don't realize that this isn't
the way of life.
This is the way of life. They feel like that is the way of life. They feel like this is the norm, and it's not. But if you're living your life, in stress, and you're constantly worried,
it's not normal.
Not even close to being normal.
That should give you the heads up that if you're feeling nervous all the time, and you're feeling upset and working on your last nerve, that should give you the heads up to go talk to a therapist about it, because it's not normal. And believe me, what Artie says, you will physically get ill. Your body can only take so much of that before you start getting major diseases.
And then what happens is that a lot of people end up making all their friends and everybody their therapist, because they keep on sharing their negative news and bad news about their partner or about whoever, and they keep on repeating it and repeating it and repeating it. And it's like, you know what? Your ego wants justification on why you feel right.
And you're not going to get it, because nobody really knows what you're going through. You can tell them what you're going through, but nobody's really living what you're going through except you.
You know, and people will justify, your friends will justify as far as, oh yeah, he's a jerk. But you're only explaining your point of view. There's always two sides. Even if you're right, even if you're 100% correct. So, you know, our advice to you is, what are you going to do about it? Rather than constantly living under this hell and aggravation in your relationship, where you're constantly stressed, your partner's constantly doing you wrong, you don't trust your partner, your partner doesn't trust you, whatever the case is, you know, why are you allowing yourself to still stay under these horrific circumstances? And yet all you do is keep on complaining to your other family members or to your friends, and you're really not doing anything about it other than just complaining with it.
We have 2 minutes left to a break. But I want to just recognize that Marjorie from Houston, Texas is on the line. And as soon as we come back from our break, Marjorie, we're going to pick up your call, honey. All right?
Yeah, so, and we'll discuss your issues over the air.
Yeah. So let it rip.
That's right.
So honestly, what I guess what we're both trying to tell you is there's a breaking point for everyone. Don't have to get to that point. You don't have to get to your breaking point. If you see that you're not feeling 100% comfortable in a relationship.
Or even most of it. It doesn't have to be 100%, but damn close to it.
It should be 100%.
It should be, right.
Because this is the partner you've chosen for your lifelong buddy. So there's nothing you shouldn't be able to share with that person. And if you can't, there's something wrong. Right. And if you can't get rid of that person, because you're too codependent, then what you should do is go seek some help with both of you together, marriage counselors, therapy sessions together. And maybe this person in your life doesn't even realize that he's being that or she's being that controlling.
There are people who feel very vulnerable to tell their partner their side of the story or their feelings. Because they're afraid that they're going to be, rather than taking their feelings into consideration, they feel like they're going to be attacked. Well, and so that's why people choose to shut down and shut up.
All right,
we got to go to a break now.
Yep, we do.
All right, so stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
Sky Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn it out. You got so much to do and only so many hours in a day. That you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Slow down, you're doing fine. You can't be everything you wanna be before your time. Although it's so romantic on the borderline tonight, tonight. Too bad, but it's the life you lead. You're so ahead of yourself that you forgot what you need. Though you could see when you're wrong, you know you can't always see when you're right, you're right. You got your passion, you got your pride, but don't you know that only fools are satisfied? Dream on. Don't imagine they'll all come true. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? Take the phone off the hook and disappear for a while. It's all right, you can't afford to lose a day or two. Ooh, when will you realize Vienna waits for you? And you know that when the truth is told, that you can get what you want, or you can just get old. You're gonna kick off before you even get halfway through. Ooh, why don't you realize Vienna waits for you? When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky, Angels and Answers, and we're here to talk some more good stuff.
Yeah, baby.
All right. Who do we have online?
Oh, we have Marjorie from Houston, Texas. Hi, sweetie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're great, and we're so happy that you called from Houston. I have a dear sister that lives in Houston, Texas.
And I'm going to Texas in a few days.
Are you? Where are you going?
I'm going to, let's see, Sunday I'm leaving for San Antonio, and then Wednesday to Friday I'm going to be in Midland, Texas.
That is so hot.
Literally.
I know.
It's like 90 degrees out there.
I have never been to Houston.
So,
but I'd love to go one day. Could you speak me in this case?
Yeah, I'll try. You're going to have to pay for the extra weight, though.
No, I don't care. It's not,
not that you're
much.
In the much, right? That's right. You're a lot less now.
Yeah, really.
What can we do you for?
Well, I wanted to say hi, first of all, because Artie, I used to see you up in New Jersey all the time.
Cool. And oh, thank
I
you very
lived
much.
In Brigantine. You remember?
Okay, when I was in South Jersey.
Yeah. Yeah, you used to always go to Ocean City, or I met you in Atlantic City a couple times.
Yes, yeah. Oh, I know who you are now.
Yeah.
I do.
I saw your posting about your show, so I had to call in and say hi. But I also wanted to know if you answer questions. I'm not sure how this works. I haven't listened before.
Okay.
You're doing it just fine.
You're having money problems, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're not working right now?
No, I am working, but I'm looking for a new job.
You're looking for another job. Okay, because I'm feeling
yeah.
what I'm being told is right now you are not even psychologically or mentally at that job. That you are definitely.
Well, yeah, I would say that's right.
Okay, because when I get thoughts from spirit, if you are not 100% into it, they'll tell me this girl is out of a job, and it's because of your vibration.
Okay.
So you already left that job, sweetie.
I know. I just have to find my next one.
Yeah. And you will be. But I don't think you're actively looking hard enough. You're being a little bit complacent on that.
Marjorie, let me ask you something. Are you in you're not in a serious relationship, are you?
No.
Okay, because I feel like you are going to get in a serious relationship soon. However, you might want to reevaluate, because I don't think this guy is going to be fully available, because I see you getting involved with somebody who's already involved with somebody.
I think married, in fact.
Yeah. And
two children.
So I'm just letting you know that, you know, people who allow themselves to get in situations like that, you know, if you're going there just to be the dessert for this relationship, all right, you're going to be fine. If you're going with the intent that this guy is going to leave his situation to be with you, and I see like you hanging in there for a while, and all I'm saying is the guy's only going to be able to give you so much. And, you know, people who put themselves in situations like this, they're playing themselves as a second fiddle. In reality, you want to be the first forefront of a relationship. You want to be the one and only, and it's not going to be the case. So all I'm saying is, if you allow yourself to get in a relationship where somebody is already involved with somebody, and they're going to say, oh, it's nothing, or we're not sleeping together, we're in separate rooms. The bottom line is, he's still not emotionally fully available. And unfortunately, I see you allowing yourself to get in a relationship like this. So being that I'm bringing it to your conscious level, hopefully you'll be able to make healthier choices and just accept him as a friend and not as a lover. Otherwise, you're going to end up getting hurt.
Also, Marjorie, are you having stomach issues yet?
No.
All right. I feel as though very shortly you're going to have stomach issues.
And not that we wish this upon you.
Oh, absolutely not.
No, we don't wish this upon you.
Absolutely not. But I'm seeing on the right side of your stomach, inside your stomach, I'm seeing a little like a dark area, which can tell me that you are forming an ulcer, or you've got something that's going to be an issue. Are you getting heartburn a lot?
No, not at all.
Okay. And you're having no issues with pain?
No, not at all.
Okay. And you're not getting nauseous or anything like that?
Well, I am nauseous sometimes. It usually is at the same time my allergies are really bad, because down here we have horrible allergies.
Yeah.
And that's pretty normal. It's been normal for me my whole life. When my allergies
get
real bad, I
just something on the right side of your stomach. I need for you to just get it checked out. Is it sore when to the touch or anything?
No, nothing at all.
Okay, I see it very clearly.
All right, as Sky was talking to you, I was looking at my angel cards, and literally because of what I just shared with you, you are going to make the healthy choice and not going to be with this guy. Had I have not said anything, your ego would have allowed yourself to be seduced, because you have nobody. This guy's going to charm you, and there's going to be sexual attraction in the whole nine yards.
Cowboy, right?
But yeah, he's very much so like a cowboy-like type person, which makes sense because he's in Texas. But I'm just letting you know, if the guy's available, I'm just telling you, you're looking. Yes, there will be pleasure, but at the same token, there's going to be pain. And so you're going to, I'm telling you, I strongly feel that you're going to end up taking the high road. And the funny thing is, when I tell girls about, you know, and you're going to think of me when this happens, trust me, you're going to think of me. And it's funny because when I tell girls about their sex life or what to expect with their sex life, and I said, the only thing that I get out of it is that I know you'll think of me when the time happens.
Oh,
I said, just don't yell out my name.
His name is not Opal.
Well, I'm pretty careful. Like, I'm a single mom, so I pretty much just, you know, take care of my kids and, you know, yeah. I'm active, you know.
You want to know something? I hear what you're saying.
You know, I'm working. I had been really complacent about my job search until lately. I've been applying for a lot of jobs and networking a lot more. In the past 2 weeks, I'd say I really kicked it up just because I have pulled away here just because I'm done.
Yeah,
unfortunately, I still have to physically show up and do my work so I can collect my paycheck. But, you know, and as far as guys, I've dated a little bit since I moved down here, and I've encountered that situation that you've talked about, and that's why I'm not dating anymore, because I just decided there were too many guys out there like that, and I'm not playing anyone's game.
Good for you.
Good for you. Well, I'm very proud of you.
I'm proud of you, too. Just watch that stomach issue. Even though you don't have it now, it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
And it's on the right side of your stomach. Tell the doctor the right side of your stomach. You're going to start getting, like, pains, like under your breastbone.
And we got to go to a commercial break.
Right, in the middle of your stomach, but it's on the right side.
All right, everybody. So stick around. And thanks a lot for calling, Marge.
God bless, Marge.
All right, stick around, everybody, because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Are you anxious, worried, or insecure? Hi, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub. I'm the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution. Join me for my next breakthrough video seminar, which starts on September 10th. This program has helped thousands of people worldwide to overcome their struggles with anxiety, and I'm certain it can also help you. If you're ready to be free again and have a stronger foundation of inner peace and confidence, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life?
Yeah!
Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm.
Oh my goodness.
Get into it for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information and to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown.
Do you keep attracting the same type of guy over and over? Do you believe all of the good guys are taken and you might be single forever? Hi, my name is Deb Acker, and in addition to being the host of Truth Talk Radio, I'm an intuitive life coach and energy healer. I clear energy blocks to all areas of life, including love. Did you know that many times a thing that keeps us attracting the same type of person is energy related? What if you could complete this pattern for good to attract conscious, loving men? Don't think it's possible? Several years ago, this is where I was, and I went on a journey to figure out how to undo this for myself, and I now help others with this. I love helping clients clear this pattern for good to have the love they so desire and deserve. If this resonates for you and you're ready to be truly done attracting the same type of person, I'd love to gift you with my pattern identification session. Simply contact me on the contact page of my website, deborahacker.com. That's deborahacker.com. And let me know you heard about this gift through Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to connecting soon.
Well, I never been to Spain, but I kinda like the music. See, the ladies are insane there, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles. Well, I hit it for Las Vegas, only made it out to Needles. Can you feel it? Must be real, it feels so good. So good. Well, I never been to heaven, but I've been to Oklahoma. Well, they tell me I was born there, but I really don't remember. In Oklahoma, not Arizona. What does it mean?
Everybody, you're with Artie and Sky and my cough.
There's the three of us here today.
There you go. So today, you know, we were talking about as far as, you know, following your soul. And the ego and the soul are always at wits with one another.
You want to know something about the ego and the soul? I am very in touch with my soul. And it's a good thing, but sometimes it's not such a good thing. And I'll tell you why.
I don't think you're always in touch with your soul.
Oh, I am.
No, most of the time, yes. Most of the time.
I'll tell you why I know I'm very in touch with myself. Because every single time I do something, I am told if it's the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do. And I get the feeling of guilt. Now, even though your soul doesn't want to present guilt to you, I'm a human. So it comes to me in that form.
You are.
And what happens is I say to myself, no, this is not right. I don't feel right about this. And I know that's my soul talking. And, you know, when I was little, I used to tell my family, you know, I have two brains in my head. And then, of course, my mother would say, no, you're not. You're such a dumbass. But I says, no, Ma, I have two. One side tells me one thing to do, and the other thing tells me, no, it's not.
So you have the angel on one side and the devil. Just like Animal House.
It wasn't the angel and the devil. It was my thought. And then there
was the devil.
That's true. And then I would say, no, that's not the right thing to do. I have to stay away from that.
And that's the angel.
Right. But that was my soul.
Uh-huh.
And I still did.
And how many times did the devil win when you were in your yesteryears?
Well, the devil used to step on the angel's throat and say, shut the F up. It's my way, biatch.
That's right.
Yeah, I had some pretty rough days down there.
But a lot of people do that. And that's what I'm saying. So, you know, what happens is that when people are so used to, you know, living in the physical world.
Yes.
You know, and they're not really living on a deep spiritual level.
Right.
They don't care who they're hurting. They don't realize they're hurting themselves. They're just on a destructive course, and they want to do to satisfy the moment. And if you are consistently doing things that satisfy the moment, and you're not doing things for the overall good or doing things in the long term for what's for the best, a perfect example, it's short and sweet, it's simple, and it's like, say, people who are on diets. So if you want to be on a diet, you want to be on a diet, you know, or if you want to quit cigarette smoking or whatever, it's like a lot of times when your emotions are going nuts, are you able to deal with the pain of the transformation of what you're going to go through? Because your body's going to react or your mind's going to react because, you know, they're so used to being fed, you know, the narcotics of cigarettes or the alcohol or whatever it is, the promiscuity, the emotional, you know. And so you're going after satisfying the moment, whereas reality, while you're satisfying the moment, it's killing you inside. You're killing your soul because you're making yourself weaker. And you're not doing what's going to help you grow or to become bigger or better. Then you're always put in a vulnerable situation because you keep on going after just satisfying the moment.
Right.
And then there's always ramifications afterwards.
Right.
There's always a price to pay.
But unless you're a guru or unless you're a Maharishi guru, Maharishi, whatever they call them, or a guru, I would say, you cannot be constantly living in that mode. You're a human being.
What mode?
The mode of spirituality. You are a human being. There's a time and a place for your spirituality. I'd like to believe that I walk in the spirit, but I'm still a human being. I still do
things. We still make our mistakes.
I still do things that are so stupid. I even turn around and look up in the mirror and said, did you really do that? Or did I really say that? You know, I still do that because I'm a human. But unless you're a guru and you're living in the moment and you're sitting there on a cushion and you're meditating 24/7 and you only get up to eat a crumb of bread, then, you know, you can't be perfect.
Neil,
and even they're not perfect.
Neil Donald Walsh, his information, you know, he wrote Conversations with God.
Yes, I know.
And his information that he has given is so valuable. It's so amazing. But yet, as amazing as he is with giving his information, he is openly honest with all the major mistakes that he has made in his relationships of his past and in his mistakes that he makes now.
Yeah.
And he said, we are spiritual beings living in a human experience.
Yes.
And so when your soul and spirit is living in the human body as we are, and then you get corrupted by the ego, and sometimes the ego isn't always bad. Sometimes the ego is what we need to help feed us, to help us grow, to help us manifest.
I would say that
is a part of the ego.
I would say that better by television.
What do you mean?
You get more corrupted by television than you do anything else.
Oh, yeah. Television is absolutely
a corruption.
A corruption.
Oh, God.
You know, and with the marketing of everybody
and the news
and stuff.
Oh my gosh.
You know, and so again, the ego wants what it wants and your soul just sits there. And God is so gracious that he's given us free will to make our own choices. So when all these horrific things happen in life, you say, well, why does God allow this to happen?
He doesn't.
And no, he does. He allows 911 to happen. He allows these killings to happen. He allows everything to happen.
Yes, but he doesn't initiate it. We do that on our
own. No. I didn't say he initiates it. I just said he allows it.
He allows it to happen.
Just like he allows you when you, and I'm talking about you who are listening right now, he allows you to make all your choices that could be harmful to you. He allows you to make the choices you make could be harmful to someone else. He allows you. He doesn't stop you.
No.
But then it's within our judgment that we say to God, how could you allow that to happen? Because he allows everything to happen.
Because he gave us free will.
He gave us free will. Mm-hmm. And it's by a human conscious effort that if you gather a bunch of people to want to make changes in the world that are healthy for human mankind, you could do it. And it's about how much energy do you want to put in, because that's what it's going to take, a lot of energy for you to put in to make the overall numbers of people to make a healthy choice so that everyone starts making a healthy, conscientious choice. And it could be about anything. You know,
that's never going to happen because everybody has different free will. Everybody looks at everything in a different light.
And with that, we're going to take a commercial break. All right, everybody. So stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Boom.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Beyond being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. As technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
It's that time of the year again. The Woman of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival is right around the corner. Join us on October 1st from 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at North Seattle Community College Conference Center. Admission is free. Festivities include arts and crafts, energy healers, intuitive readers, delicious food, and more. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womanofwisdom.org. That is womanofwisdom.org. And we'll see you there.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Welcome back, everybody. You're with Artie and Sky.
Hi. Hey, baby.
So, Sky, if anybody wants an incredible, beautiful private reading, whether it be in person in Cream Ridge, New Jersey, which is right next to Great Adventure, or get a phone reading,
which I'm very good at.
Which he's very good at.
In fact, I love phone readings.
A lot of people say, how do you do that?
It's your energy and your voice.
And it's just the energy of the voice, and that's it. How it exactly happens, who the hell knows? The bottom line is, it works, we're good, people walk away happy.
And the reason why I love it so much is because I don't get to see your body language.
Right, we don't look at that face when you look at us like we're crazy.
Or that you're all excited because I'm touching on something. I'd rather the least amount of information I would want on you, the better your reading is. because I hate information. It throws me off. I don't like to have information about you. If I didn't even have to see you, I would wear dark glasses not to see you, so I wouldn't have to see body language. And that's what makes my reading so intense.
What is so cool is that when I do a reading for somebody and I'm flipping the cards, like I flip the cards, like I'll take a regular deck of cards or I'll take tarot cards. I don't read tarot cards, but I use them just to flip. It's just an action that I do. And as I flip over the cards, it just puts me in an altered state and I literally hear voices of exactly what's going on with the person.
That's why. You see that state of flipping the cards?
Yeah.
It's not the matter. You could be flipping socks.
Right.
But it's just a matter of it zones you into a special area. That's why people sometimes say, I use a crystal ball. They're not getting their messages from the crystal ball.
Right. It helps them gaze
right. into a peripheral vision so that they could block out the world and then it open up the part of the brain where the spirit comes
through. Yeah, it opens up the channels.
Yes. It's not that they're seeing things in a crystal ball.
I 100% agree with that.
And you don't even need angel cards. All you need is a deck of freaking cards. And all you do is thump through them because that gets you in an altered state.
And it's amazing. It's very consistent. And you know something? When people say to me, well, what about my kids? I go through each child. I said, just mention their name, right. how old they are, so I make sure I zero in.
Right.
And then I'll start flipping.
Yes.
So what's really funny is like they'll tell me the name of their son, and I'll start flipping it, and they'll go, no. It happens once in a while. They'll go, no. He says, that's more my husband. I said, was your child named after your husband? They go, right. Yeah. Well, I'm picking up on your husband.
That's happened so many times to me. So many times. And you know what else happens to me a lot? I'll be reading for a girl or a guy, and I'll be reading their sibling. And then after I say, they'll tell me, you know, this is my sister you're talking about, or this is my brother you're talking about. I say to them, have they been on your mind a lot lately? And have you been worried about them? And they usually tell me, oh my God, you have no idea what's going on. I says, oh, yes, I do.
Right. And so therefore, when we think we're reading the person, we actually read the person who they're most concerned
exactly.
about because that's what consumes them.
So, and not only that, that's who spirit wants to get the message across for.
Right.
Maybe you don't need the message so much, but your sibling needs the message even worse. And their time is precious here. So they come to the point and they make themselves known and they tell you what's the most important thing you need to know in the time that they're here.
You want to know something. When they start to talk about, you know, and we get talking about their kids or their lover, whoever it is
yeah.
that they're consumed with, like, I can't go anywhere else. It's like I keep flipping the cards and I keep on getting, like, about that one person. So I stop and I said, listen. I said, there's so much energy going to this one person or this one situation. I said, you're going to have to ask me questions just to take me off.
Yes.
Because I'm on this one track just talking about this one person or one situation.
Right.
So I have to ask them, do you want to connect to somebody? Do you want to talk about somebody else?
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry to interrupt. But I just got a message from my spirits. There is someone listening to us right now who has just lost a child. This child is no older than, I think, 18, 20 months. And my heart goes out to you and my prayers go out to you. Even if you never call in, I want you to know that I know you're there and I'm feeling your pain. And Spirit is telling me that even though right this very moment you feel as though your life is over completely, you will begin to heal because your mother is sending you energy. Now, if anybody can relate to that and you want to call in and we could elaborate
on it. Or call in next week because we're almost about to end our show.
Call in next week. But I just want to offer you my deepest condolences and know that Spirit is telling me that they are with you and they will get you through this, okay? So please, please just let Spirit help you.
I just want to – it's interesting you should say that. I was on a radio show.
That doesn't happen often, but when it does.
Yeah, absolutely. I was on a radio show about a month ago out of Atlantic City. I'm on every Friday morning. And I was doing the radio show, and I'm reading for this one lady, and she couldn't relate to what I was saying. I get a call 5 minutes after the radio show was over, and she said, Artie, you hit on me. Everything, you mentioned the name, you mentioned the date, you mentioned how they died, how they were.
Right.
She goes, that was all about my husband, everything.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I really wasn't going to listen to the radio station. I was just surfing through it, and I just heard your voice.
Yeah.
And I said, let me listen to what he has to say.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, all this specific information information had to do with a somebody who's just listening. And here I am thinking that I'm reading the person who's...
But that's what I get too. And I'm going to tell you something else about this child. This child had a birth defect from the heart, from when it was born. And you were very lucky to have this baby up till this moment.
Hey, Brian, how much more time do we have?
Out of time. Time to wrap it up.
All right, everybody. From my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, and happiness.
And joy.
And joy and prosperity. And may God bless you all. Until next week, everybody.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
We love you.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.